Schöne wäre Rivke, wer wo sei. Oh, yeah. So they take me to a fancy-schmancy restaurant with such fancy-schmancy prices. Huh? It was some big deal. Okay, so it wasn't kosher. But we wouldn't tell nobody. When I sit down, they hand me a menu. I think it must have been made from solid gold. Oy, a clog, it was so heavy. I should have known from that what the food would be like. All right, I tell him to give me the works. Who can read all that funny stuff? We wait so long, I'm fainting from hunger. Suddenly appears some hungover shrimps in a fakaktus sauce. Feh, tastes like dreck. Rivke, you know from hungover shrimps. The big shrimps like you get that hang over the glass with sauce in the middle. Anyway, I would have preferred shrimp chow mein. But they tell me they don't serve it in a French restaurant. I told them they was making a big mistake. No. Then comes out five waiters, schlepped more silver than Ruti Boykovich had at her daughter's wedding. They lift the lid. Oi, ja, bruch. Gehst euch auf dem Rase, quietschetach. If you threw it on a pig, even he'd squeal. I couldn't touch a thing. Finally, to top it off, they bring out something. It's on fire! Bizarre! They tell me it's Crepe Suzette. Ooh-ah-ooh! A fancy name for blintzes. Thank God, something I can eat. The Fagel Evader asks if Madame wants one. One? I tell him, don't be silly. They don't come in singles. Who eats just one blintze? Ah, not so good as mine. But I manage a few. So, to tell you the truth, they didn't make me feel like a queen. On the way home, I stop at Morris's Deli and order a chopped liver sandwich and rye bread with a half sour pickle and a glass seltzer. Beautiful. That's a meal. And Morris always makes me feel like a queen.